Have you ever heard about terms such as solastalgia, ecological grief, or eco-anxiety?
These are being used to describe the negative impact of climate change on our well-being and mental health.
At the World Health Organization, we're ringing alarm bells about the growing impact of climate change on our mental health.
Imagine a family losing their home in a flood, a drought, or a wildfire that destroys the crops, resulting in hunger, poverty, and loss of livelihood.
Or a teenager living on an island, faced with the horror that soon what she calls home might be submerged due to rising sea levels.
What we know is climate change does impact our mental health.
And for some people, the impacts can be overwhelming, leading to feelings like fear, anxiety, depression, and helplessness.
And it can also increase the risk of developing a mental health condition.
And vulnerable groups like Indigenous people, communities living in areas prone to climate-related disasters, and young people are disproportionately affected.
Did you know that there are nearly a billion people living worldwide with a mental health condition today? And yet governments spend, on average, just 2% of their health budgets on mental health.
But there's good news. Many of the things that we need to do to cut carbon emissions, such as walking or cycling or spending time in nature, are also good for our mental as well as our physical health.
Let's bring mental health to our response to climate crisis.
Let's work with the real experts, the communities and people affected.
Let's promote climate-based action
for the health of us and the planet,
and a climate-just world.